Eric McCullough of the ESAC Raiders joins us here on this preseason interview on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. This team coming off sort of a rough 2021 season, 0-8 overall record, but they're looking to get back, and they're hungrier than ever. Coach McCullough, always great to catch up with you before the season.
Yeah, Tyler, you know, we really appreciate Carroll Broadcasting and getting the coverage and kind of giving us a chance to talk about our athletes.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, summer's winding down pretty quickly. When this interview airs, of course, we'll get into week one soon. So talk to me just about how summer has gone and how are the guys feeling?
You know, in the off season, we're able to kind of really look at our program and things that we wanted definitely to improve and the things that we felt like we needed to focus on first. And the kids have had a great attitude, never really balked anything that we asked them to do. Our numbers are real good in the weight room and football workouts. I mean, of course, you always want a few more, but compared to the past, we're real happy with how they came in, and they really came into camp conditioned, working hard. We changed a few things, you know, that we do to just try and add a little bit more of a spark, and the kids have definitely responded in the right direction.
And, you know, that's got to feel great just as a coach, you know, coming from a season where you've had tough games and you had close games. But it's got to feel good with all the kids coming back, maybe with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, just ready to grind it out and get back to playing.
Yeah, you know, Tyler, last year, besides having the schedule and definitely some injuries that kind of added to last season and the strength of our team, or I won't say the strength, but the numbers, I guess, part where they were all sophomores. Towards the end of the season because of injuries and situations. You know, we had over 8 or 9 of the kids out of the 11 that are on the field as sophomores. They really had to grow up fast. And so this year, the kind of being a junior class, I think they feel a little more comfortable. They definitely have a ton of experience. So it's been fun to see them kind of take those steps forward.
Yeah, and you had said, you know, you're going to be bringing back a fairly large sophomore class, like you said, now juniors with a lot of great experience. You know, obviously you're looking to make leaps and bounds forward here this season. So what's going to be some of those big focuses when it comes to practice and some of those first games of the season?
Just kind of improving our accountability, making sure that we focus on our job and that we're still positive and supportive to each other. Just trying to change that culture that ESAC has kind of been talking about with, you know, the reimagined and just trying to stay on that side of it. And the kids have done a great job to respond and making some of the adjustments and helping each other out. It's been really refreshing how much the kids have changed and kind of taken those steps in the direction that we needed them to hopefully get the ball rolling.
I had the opportunity to meet, I think, all of your guys at Media Days here a couple of weeks ago. And the nice thing was, looking at what you guys have, it looks like you're going to have some speed, maybe some shiftiness on the offense and on the defense. Looking across the board with all of your guys, what do you see as the strength of this year's team?
You know, and we've looked at the strength and probably just the numbers in general. It's kind of been one of those first years that we just don't have any really big guys. I think our biggest lineman, I was kind of joking with the coaches going through and kind of ordering camp shirts. We didn't order very many double X's. And in the past, we've had 3 X's and a lot of 2 X's. But I think we got a really good group that's all about the same size and pretty interchangeable all the way through. And I think overall, our team speed will definitely be up. And I think that's going to help our defense. And we got definitely have some scrappers in there that should make it fun.
Talk to me just about how that kind of affects how you are going to approach some of these games, because you got some tough opponents like you did last year. You got South Central Calhoun and Kemper and all those tough teams. So how does that kind of change your game plan for some of those games?
You know, it just kind of changes the way we want to try to attack different situations. I mean, we're not so much trying to use our big guys up front. We're going to have to be, you know, a little bit more systematic about how we approach things from the defensive and the offensive standpoint. I mean, I think we'll have some advantages on special teams, too, just the type of kids we have. And that's what we've kind of put a little more focus to, is using those special teams to try and give us an edge in different situations. And I think those kids, and those are the ones that had a lot of experience last year, so they're able to bring that in with them this year. And we do have the like opponents, you know, but our first 4 games between South Central, Ridgeview, OABCIG, and Underwood, that's one of the toughest schedules I think you'll see around this area. And of course, those teams are going to be up and down, but overall, they're just solid programs and have kind of gotten themselves in that situation. And we just have to take it as a challenge week by week, focus on what we need to do to be successful.
I know we've kind of teased a little bit about this upcoming junior class and just sort of the experience they bring back. Talk to me just about some of those guys that fans can expect to see on the field come week one.
You know, and that's one thing we've talked about is we're just trying to keep it as a whole group, how much they've just kind of worked together. And it's been a great group all the way through the summer that they were coming. You know, some practices kind of maybe ended conditioning and they said, "Coach, can we do another one?" And so absolutely we did a couple more. So that's just things that we haven't seen before, and they do it all together. It's not just one or two of them. It's been a strong group between the seniors and juniors. And the sophomores and freshmen have done a great job of following right along, being a whole team. That's what we want to make sure we focus on this season and kind of keeping that in our sights at all times.
From what I can see from your schedule, and you can correct me if this has changed at all, but scrimmage against Southeast Valley, is that still happening?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so talk to me just about that scrimmage. Of course, defending state champions, you get a chance to go up against probably one of the best teams in this area. What's sort of your thoughts on that, and what are you looking for in that scrimmage?
Coach Sweeter over there, we've known each other a long time, not just on football, but in the classroom stuff. We kind of teach the same discipline, and we see each other at kind of Iowa Central functions. So we kind of just build a rapport a little bit, and the way we both want to approach the scrimmage is not to, you know, beat each other up, try and score the most points. You know, we want to try and use it to have a chance to play varsity against varsity. Kind of becomes a numbers game sometime in the small schools as far as who you're practicing against. It's not good for our freshmen, sophomores to get beat up all the time by the juniors and seniors, and it doesn't make our juniors and seniors any better either. So after the first 2 weeks, we just, you know, want to take that advantage to be able to have a scrimmage. We're just going to go over and do some kind of practice things together, some one-on-one stuff, a little bit of seven-on-seven stuff, and then turn around and we're just going to just do some plays against each other, you know, and have our kids matched up a little bit with the same type age group. And they lost quite a bit in their senior class from last year. You know, a lot of those other kids, they know what it's like to be in that state title game. And just to kind of use that as more of a stepping stone to kind of prepare us for the rest of the season.
You've already talked a little bit about that strength of schedule. You got the first four games of the season that are very, very tough. And I think overall, I think the strength of your guys' schedule is really going to be a really great stepping stone for this team. So let's talk about just your strength of schedule. Just highlight some of those teams coming up and what you kind of see from each of them.
We played South Central, being a neighboring town, and that Twin Lakes Conference. So the kids see each other a lot. They know each other from all the other sports, and then we played them for a lot of years. We've had some good battles. We've had some games where we ended up on the wrong end of it real quick. But I think our kids have taken that as kind of a challenge. I mean, they want to try and to compete and start the season off in that first game the best we can. And then that kind of, you know, helps out rest of the season, and not just in football, but kind of in school in general. And, you know, that's what we want to try to improve is all the way through our school district and make sure we're representing the right way and take those steps. And South Central is always a solid team.
Yeah.
Coach Case and his staff do a great job with their program. It's definitely something you want to try and be measured up against or be able to compete in or, you know, get that opportunity to beat them. That's something that we want to try and take as a huge thing for our program to do. But then you take Ridgeview, who last year had a phenomenal year. They lost their quarterback and I believe a receiver, a couple linemen, but they're going to be pretty tough also coming back this year. So that'll be a good challenge for us to kind of match up ways, but probably a little bit equal than what it was last year. They got a new head coach, so I can't really tell you right now what we're going to really see overall. I don't see a lot of changes, but we'll know more after we see some film that week one. And then OABCIG, they're going to be a solid team. I mean, they have their returning quarterback and several playmakers. I think they'll be one of the best lines they've had up front in the years that they've kind of gone to this air raid type offense. So we feel this year we got some kids that hopefully can match up in open field with these kids better than we have in the past. So, you know, we're looking forward to that matchup that week. And Underwood, you know, they're just really done a good job. We played Underwood in our district stuff for a lot of years. Even back, I believe, in 2012, 2013, 14, something like that, we were in the same district.
they've just really grown as far as their numbers. They've had some phenomenal athletes, and Coach Mickelson does a great job with his staff down there. You know, he's a former Iowa State Cyclone, so he comes with a lot of football knowledge. They've really built their program into something that's really tough to kind of match sometimes. Then their sizes, I don't know if it's just the water's different down there or not, but they've got some really big boys that can move. But that's our kind of first district matchup. So hopefully the first three games that we have, we can kind of be rolling in the right direction we want to be going so we can take them on in that district match.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, game time, it's coming up here very quickly. We, of course, appreciate all the time you've spent with us and are going to be spending with us, of course, with the return of our Friday scoreboard show. So, again, thank you so much for joining us, Coach, and good luck week one.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Tyler.